The City of Toronto is encouraging local consumers to buy Canadian-made goods. This push comes in the face of United States President Donald Trump's next tariff round, coming into effect, supposedly, April 2nd. There's a long-standing economic partnership between Canada and the U.S. that's lately come to an abrupt stop. Mayor Olivia Chow says Toronto isn't taking the usual Canadian approach.
We like to be very polite. You stepped on me and I say sorry. We say thank you.
This is feeling familiar for how Ontario Premier Doug Ford is standing up to these tariff threats.
We should be aware of the demagogues who are ready to declare a trade war against our friends, weakening our economy, our national security, and the entire free world, all while cynically waving the American flag.
Chow is putting this on the political agenda. She is portraying Toronto as tough and resilient in the face of these tariffs and encouraging people to stand together.
President Trump ended all that and started a senseless and hurtful trade war. But he underestimated us Canadians.
Local business leaders and community representatives joined city staff this weekend to officially launch the Love Local campaign in Riverdale.
So our Love Local campaign is helping Toronto residents and business owners shop local and buy Canadian. We will favor Canadian companies, Canadian manufacturing.
City data found over 82,000 jobs lost in 2020. It's during the pandemic time. In the midst of economic uncertainty right now, City Councillor Paula Fletcher says the campaign stands to protect Canadian jobs in this time, to avoid repeating the economic downturn we saw during the pandemic.
Local small businesses who, as we know, were under tremendous pressure during that time from rents and closures and people couldn't shop. So I think this is at the same level. We want to make sure there's no big dip in our economy. And these streets that are so beautiful and vibrant aren't just empty businesses after this or during this trade war and as we see how this is going to roll out.
To deliver its message, the city is organizing a series of online platforms highlighting a list of local products and where to find them, while the Toronto Association of Business Improvement Areas is putting together a series of identifiers to go in shop windows and directly on products. The association's executive director, John Carew, told reporters this will allow the consumer to find these products more easily. They'll be more on display.
I think the reality is that 68% of every dollar that's spent in a local business stays in the local community. Only about 18% on the multinationals and international businesses. This campaign is really out there to remind us how significant an impact the local community makes, the local businesses make together. We've had Shop Local campaigns for years. Many of our BIAs, 85 BIAs across the city, have advocated for that, reminded us. But this has taken a different pivot. The Love Toronto, Love Local campaign is really about engaging all of us. It's beyond small business.
The city will also be hosting a local market celebrating up to 170 local vendors at Nathan Phillips Square on April 5th. Love Local is among the 10 immediate actions in play for the mayor's economic action plan, a strategy the city will roll out by mid-April, city staff say, to protect Toronto's economy and its workers. General Manager of Economic Development and Culture, Pat Tobin, recognized the importance of sustaining this kind of labor.
Small business is the backbone of Toronto's economy. 95% of registered businesses in Toronto have 100 or less employees, and they employ 95% of the jobs of Toronto, more than a million people.
No penalties or interest on late tax payments for industrial property owners or increasing supplier outreach programs are just some of the other immediate short-term actions local business owners can expect to see in the next couple weeks. The music for this episode was produced by Robert Johnston. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.